We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is currently 9:34, 26 before 10. It's Thursday, September 9th, as we all try to keep track of days and dates. I can tell you it's day 11 of Ida Recovery, and we're joined by Frank Johnson, the St. Helena Parish Police Jury President. Wait, let me get that right. St. Helena Parish Police Jury President. Is that right, Frank?
Yes, sir. You've got it right.
We've not heard a lot from you all. Tell me what the situation there is in St. Helena.
Well, let me say this first. I want to thank you for having us, but I'm also on the phone with my Homeland Security person. So his name is Roger Matthews.
Oh, okay. Hey, Roger, how are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. I thought you were telling me at first, Frank, you had to hang up because you had to go talk to him. But now I get it. Tell me... Tell me how hard hit St. Helena Parish was, and what are remaining the main challenges you guys have?
Okay, so this hurricane is probably going to go on record as being one of the most devastating as far as wind damage in the history of the parish. We took a pretty big hit. A lot of trees toppled over, debris everywhere. And what we're trying to do is after day one, we pretty much had zero communication. That's where it left us. No phones, no internet, no cellular, even the 700 tower that runs our radios to speak out to other locations was down as well. So we didn't have any communications, couldn't even ask for help during the first day or so. But we kind of, you know, made it through that. We was able to drive to some neighboring parishes, find a connection, and then called out and made requests from our governor's office of Homeland Security. And from that point, then the resources kind of started to trickle into the parish. Now we have communications back here and going and requests in. We're receiving generators for our critical infrastructure. And now we're just also trying to communicate out to residents where we have our resources located. So we have seven mini pods set up where folks come get ice, water, MREs. We put those at the fire stations because we know that a lot of folks don't have the, you know, luxury to travel or have fuel. So we wanted to get as close to the community as possible to get those resources. So we're definitely in a better space. We still have a long way to go. The biggest part is really just trying to check on our residents, see what their needs are, and see what we can do to help them out.
People know where those fire stations are. Did you want to give the locations?
Okay. Well, we have District 2 Fire Station, which is at 72 Matthews Street, Pine Grove, Louisiana. We have District 5 Fire Station, which is 3343 Highway 1045, Amite, Louisiana. And it is in St. Helena Parish, even though it has an Amite address.
Okay.
District 6 Fire Station is 3924 Highway 38. That's Kentwood, Louisiana. And we also have the First Ward Voting Precinct, which is 5080 Highway 1043 in Greensburg. We have District 7, which is 36400 Highway 16, Montpelier, Louisiana. We have District 8, which is 1021 Turner Chapel Road, Greensburg, Louisiana, and we added our location at the Apostolic Assembly of Christ Temple, which is 48123 Highway 16, Dennis Springs, Louisiana. And those have ice, water, tarps, and also MREs. And they operate from the hours of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and their water supplies last. So as early as you can get out there to get the stuff that we would advise our residents to do.
Boy, there had to be something with no communication, where you're just like in the middle of nowhere with nothing, and I'm glad you guys were finally able to get that up and running. The parish is primarily a rural one, is it not?
Yes, it is.
And in terms of that, I don't know how many people on a line, but what are you hearing from? First of all, what power company is it that serves you all?
We have Demco for the majority of the parish. Energy has a smaller portion in the south, but we're primarily on Demco. And so after this disaster, from the Demco side, we had 100% of our meters in the parish that were out. So no one had energy in the whole parish from Demco.
Where does it stand now?
So right now, Demco has been working. They have restored power into the town where the hospital is, sheriff's office. We're sitting at a probably about 37%, 38% with power. So we still have, 60% or more of the residents that's still without power. So with that being said, that's why we have our shelter that's set up at the Fifth Ward Recreational Center. That address is 31676 Highway 16, Amite, Louisiana. That's a shelter where folks can come in if we have power at that location. And we also open on today a cooling center at our elementary school. It's called St. Helena School of Arts and Technology, and it is a place where the residents can come. They can charge their devices. They can just stay in the cool air, and cool off some. We also have mobile showers available. We have residents that still may be on well water, don't have water. So we have showers available at that location as well.
And where is that? The St. Helena School? What was it? School of Art and Technology?
Yes. St. Helena School of Arts and Technology. And that is, I'm going to give you that address. That address is 1798. Highway 1042, Greensburg, Louisiana.
You guys really were. Now, I hear about, well water and so forth. A lot of people had no power and had no water, right?
Yes, sir.
So, in terms of gasoline availability, what's the situation there?
So, we have worked hard to kind of get our truck stops and stuff kind of back going. We have more of them opening every day. The lines are still a little long when gas is available. But as more stations begin to open, that is beginning to settle down. But even in a parish, in a rural parish, poverty parish like St. Helena, having to buy gas for generators, day in and day out, that's a hard expense on our residents. So it's just hard right now, financially for a lot of folks in the parish.
Did anybody evacuate? I'm guessing not a lot of people did, but I might be wrong on that. And do you know what percentage of people did, if they did, in fact, evacuate?
We didn't have anything really mandatory. We do know folks, probably had relatives in other places, and they, seek shelter there. But for the most part, the majority of our residents are still here in the parish.
Are you getting what you need from GOSEP?
Yes.
And like I guess FEMA through GOSEP.
Once we got that line of communication up to even be able to start asking for things, we have really seen GOSEP step up to the plate along with FEMA. FEMA actually has a mobile registration center here where folks can come and apply for assistance. That center is located at our North Shore Technical College. That address is 7067 Highway 10, Greensburg, Louisiana. It's also known as the Trade School, but we have FEMA on site. They're helping assist people with getting registered. You know, FEMA made a big announcement that they're paying up to $800 reimbursed for folks that brought generators, and then also I think it's $250 for chainsaws. So, you know, people can come with their receipt, their information, and apply for the FEMA resources.
What do y'all need now?
Right now we're trying to get in fuel, bring fuel in to kind of help with first responders. Again, do what we could do to help residents that are trying to keep these generators going in the parish. We have a lot of elderly residents that, you know, just may not be able to fit in the shelter. They're still at home, eat. And so we can kind of help get generators or resources to them to help them stay cool. Those are the things that we need. And then also volunteers, people that could come help with chainsaws to help cut trees and debris out of yards for our residents. We're limited on what we can do on private property, but any volunteer group that's willing to come and help remove debris out of yard ways and different things for our resident is greatly needed.
How do they get in touch with you if they're listening right now and they want to help?
So they can call our main office line. It is area code 225-222-4549. And they can call the office and we'll be able to direct them to whatever direction is needed.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I'm glad we got to talk to you and we'll check in again. All right. Anything else?
Oh, no, appreciate it. But we also, like I say, we want to thank the Office of Homeland Security, the governor's office, for the resources. We have over 300-plus troops that's been in the parish helping us, clear roadways. So we want to have a special thank to the National Guard, a special thank to Red Cross, our Congressman Gary Graves, and Letlow, who's also came and visited us and just send all kind of resources to the parish along with our governor. So we're thankful.
You bet. God bless you. We'll check.
Representative Robbie Carter.
I will check in with you again time to time, see how you're doing, St. Helena Parish, if you can help. And you got a chainsaw and you want to go help, if you got a group or something to help them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.